our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast. This is Adam.
This is Holly.
This is awesome.
It's late. I mean, I'm not usually upset about it being late. But, like, it's 10:24, and I just got off a work phone call that went 45 minutes. So, I guess that's okay, right?
Uh-huh.
I went to work at 10 today.
I went to work at 8 today.
So, I worked just, like, 11 and a half hours.
Oh, you took some time off.
I did take some time off. I took, like, a whole hour off. Mm-hmm. Like, an hour and a half, if you count travel time.
You're good at working.
So, I worked, like, 10 and a half hours. Mm-hmm. Scooch in closer to me. I miss you. What's happening?
I was sitting next to you the whole time.
Yeah, you were sitting behind me.
And no, also, I mean,
oh, over there?
Yeah, for well, like 3 hours.
I also had five people talking to me at once, so I couldn't really
think about
you.
Six, because I was trying to talk to you,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that wasn't working. Yeah. That was not working the way that you wanted it to.
So I'm, we cleaned up a little bit. We started our Risk game.
We did. We cleaned up the apartment, and there was a dog in our apartment.
I didn't see him.
I know her. Her name is Misha.
I didn't see her.
Are all dogs boys to you?
They're dogs.
Yeah. Dogs have genders. And Misha's a girl.
How do you know that?
Because she's real cool. And only girls are cool. No.
Speaking of cool girls, we saw Wonder Woman too.
Dogs aren't allowed here though. We had a dog in here. And you're not supposed to.
Secret bad dog.
Yeah. I mean, she only barked once while she was in here.
Yeah. What did she bark at?
Oh, she got really excited because she wanted to play. She was just, like, laying on the floor, and then all of a sudden she really wanted to play, and, like, so she barked at me to try to get me to play with her. And I didn't, but Anne did, and she just, like, her idea of playing was just, like, to run at her for about 4 feet, and then she turned and then, like, ran the other direction, and then, like, just that back and forth for a while. She's a little dog, so she fit in our apartment.
And she gets mad at everything.
Yeah, she liked our carpet, though, so she's all, like, rubbing up against it.
Sure.
We got dog spit probably on the carpet somewhere.
That's, I'm not
I had dog
to
spit all over my hands because she likes to lick my
hands.
Yeah,
then you just
she also,
off.
When we're in the car and I'm in the passenger seat, likes to lick the back of my neck, like around where my ear is. So that's a fun thing to do if you're a dog. Have you ever been a dog?
No.
We'll get to Wonder Woman later. Have you ever wanted to be a dog?
No.
Have you ever thought about it, what it would be like to be a dog? You should think about it right now.
Vaguely.
Tell me about what you would do in a day if you were a dog.
I would sleep.
No.
And then eat food.
I need sequentially what you would do starting in the morning when the sun comes up.
Oh, and when the sun, not like...
We're assuming you were asleep before that.
Okay, so when the sun comes up, I would wake up.
Uh-huh.
And then I would poop on the floor.
On the floor?
Yeah.
Best friends poop on the floor.
Yeah. Because I'm man's best friend.
That's an inside joke from our first, like, 2 months of dating. Do you remember that?
Uh-huh.
I do, too. Because it's man's best friend, but they poop on the floor. So best friends poop on the floor.
Yeah.
We should get matching tattoos that say best friends poop on the floor.
Maybe just a t-shirt that says that.
Just a t-shirt. Can you wear that t-shirt anywhere?
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Because it says poop on it.
Is poop, like, against the law?
No, but it's, like, indecent. Like, I don't think people don't want to read the word poop on your shirt.
Well,
do you want to,
it's better than having real poop on your shirt.
If someone else wore a shirt to work that said poop on it, would you not judge them real hard?
Would I not?
Yeah, you would, right? You'd judge them. You'd be like, why does your shirt say poop?
Yeah.
Yeah, you would. So, anyway, so after you pooped on the floor as a dog, what would you do?
I'd probably eat the poop.
You'd eat the poop?
Because that's what dogs do, too.
Sometimes they do, yeah. Sometimes they just leave it for you to find later.
Sometimes dogs are the worst.
So what would you do after like, you ate the poop?
Am I like, do I have an like a person that
owns me?
Yeah, you
have a person.
Who is it?
Who do you want it to be? Because I have an idea of who it is, but who do you... Okay, first off, what kind of dog are you? That's going to matter. You get to decide what kind
of
dog
I'm
you are.
I'm one of those real lazy dogs.
No. Like, what size and color and breed type shape are you?
I'm a person right now.
No, but if you were a dog.
Okay.
What would you want to be? Do you want to be like a corgi with a little stubby legs?
No, I don't want to be. I want to be just like a big, a dog that doesn't have like a breed. Just a mutt, like just a regular
dog. Yeah,
okay,
like a big one though?
Yeah, medium
big.
What color? I don't know, like brown?
Brown? You want to be like a medium big brown dog? Do you want to be like all of the dogs that were wild in India? They're all like
medium
very,
brown.
Yeah, they're all like very inbred, light brown. They're a very specific type of dog. Google dogs in India.
Are they inbred or do they have a wider pool of dogs to breed with?
Well, they're wild.
Right.
So they probably inbreed.
You don't think that they breed with
well,
other
regardless,
wild packs of wild dogs?
They've mixed together at this point to just be one kind of dog, mostly. I said Google dogs in India.
Oh, I meant it. Okay.
You're the one by the computer, sir.
Google dogs in India?
No, dogs in India. Put that into Google. See what it gets you. Dogs in India. And then go to images.
Indian pariah dog?
Yeah, that's what it looks like. Oh, is it the aboriginal dog? That's
what
they
good.
All look like. Yeah, they're pretty good. They're usually really dirty. But they're mostly good. They live in the streets, and they live on the beaches.
Oh, that's a cool one.
That's a fox. From
that's
a wild part.
Dog.
It's
a wild
it?
Dog.
I don't know. That looks a lot like fox.
Yeah, well, foxes look like dogs.
So there's a question that says...
I think they're dogs, right?
Oh, India has the highest number of stray dogs in the world. Somewhere around 30 million. That's a lot of dogs.
They're just dogs.
A lot of them are rabid. None of them bit me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
well,
not rabid.
Good. I'm glad to
I'm
hear
still
it.
Alive.
Yeah, you would
Rabies
have died by
Rabies is dangerous,
now.
Yeah. Well, no, I would have had to get a bunch of shots and
right.
stuff.
Right. Well, I guess if you got bit by a dog, you'd be like, I might have
they give you
probably
the
rabies. Have rabies.
Yeah, they give you the rabies shot anyway.
I like, probably have rabies.
None of them were mean. I didn't pet any either because that seemed like a bad idea.
Yeah, you don't want to pet wild
anyway,
dogs.
So you want to be...
They'll just eat you.
You want to be an Indian pariah dog?
Yeah, just I want to be a dog that's wild and free.
They're just an old dog. They're thought to be one of the oldest dogs in the world.
I don't
want to
be a dog that's...
Dingo.
Yeah, I don't want to be a dog that's, like, bred to be a specific
okay,
kind of dog.
Okay, so you're that kind of dog. You're just, like, a natural free dog, but you do live with a person.
Okay, I'm going to bite it.
No. You should be nice to your person. They give you food. Okay, you bite your person. How hard do you bite?
Just
right Where here. Do you bite?
Just on the hand, but only a little bit.
On the hand? Okay, so your person is a lady. Uh-huh. She's got, like long, dark brown hair and
okay.
kind of a really average face.
Okay.
But she's got, like...
I think if I'm a dog, all the people just look average to me.
Okay, but she has a really average face.
Uh-huh.
And, like some freckles, but, like, not enough freckles to be cute, but, like, enough freckles to see. And they're, like, just on, like, her, like mid-cheek.
Okay.
And not, like, over the bridge of the nose, you know, where freckles are cuter. And then she likes to read books a lot and also plays a lot of World of Warcraft.
Okay.
So you bite her hand while she's in bed. Her hand is laying
uh-huh.
over the side of the bed. And she goes, what are you doing?
Wake up.
She hears,
Row! Right, because that's what I'm saying.
And she says, hey,
be awake now.
She says,
I'm awake.
Fine, I'll take you outside because she assumes you want to go outside.
No, I just want to play.
That's why you would wake her up. So she gets up. And she walks into the... What room did you poop in?
Every room.
No, you did not poop in every room.
On the bed.
You did not poop on the bed.
In the bed, on her face.
You didn't do that. She would have noticed.
Nope.
She would have woken up before that. All right, well, say you pooped in the bedroom. But not on the bed, because that's
right.
Weird.
I want to make sure that she gets it before
no,
she sees
see,
it.
No, see, but dogs don't do that. They poop. They don't poop in, like, the place they sleep. And I'm
sleep
assuming you sleep on her bed.
Why?
Because
no, she's mean to me.
She lives alone.
She's mean. She neglects me.
She is not mean.
She plays World of Warcraft all day long when I want to play.
She's not mean. She takes you for 3 walks a day. That is not
She
mean.
Also goes to work for a long time every day.
Yes,
and
she
ignores
brings,
me.
No, she does not ignore you. She brings you to the doggy daycare on Mercer.
Oh, that one?
Yeah.
But those dogs are mean. They bite. They bite me.
You just bit. You're a mean dog.
No, but I do it because they did it first.
Oh, is that it? You learned it from them?
Yeah.
If all your dog friends jumped off a bridge, would you jump off the bridge?
The other dogs are mean to me at the doggy daycare.
We'll deconstruct that in a minute. But first, she stands up and sees your poop and says, "Oh, I'm so sorry I didn't wake up the first time." Because she assumes that you had good intentions and you pooped because you had no other option. Not because you were a jerk. Because she loves you. She thinks you're great. So she takes you outside. She puts on the sweatpants and like a shirt. And, like, she takes you outside and stands you on a piece of grass.
Okay.
With the idea that you might pee.
No, I already did, though.
Oh, you said you pooped. You didn't say anything about peeing.
I mean, you pee.
Dogs do those separately.
All right, fine. I'll pee.
Okay.
So she takes me back inside.
You pee. And then she says, "Do you want to go for a walk?"
Yeah.
Most dogs get really excited. So you go, "Row!" And she goes, "Okay." And she takes you for a walk. It's not a very long walk. It's probably like a quarter mile walk, but it's enough to like get you going in the morning. What time is it?
I'm going
to
smell everything. Dawn,
right? Of course you're going to smell everything. You're a dog. That was understood. What's your favorite thing you smelled on the walk?
There was a cat that was nearby. I smelled it.
You smelled the cat. You didn't smell exactly the cat though, right? You just smelled like the trace of the cat.
Yeah, there was a cat there.
Yeah, where was it? It was like in a bush.
It was by the bushes, yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to get it, but you made me keep walking.
You made a mental note for later. To get it. Mm. I did not make you keep walking. She made you keep walking.
And who is she? Where does she live?
She lives in a very small condo. But not, like, too small to have you. But not, like...
I need a lot of room.
She's not rich. Yeah, it's multi-stories.
How does she go for three walks in a day if she has to go to work all the time?
Oh, she's a trust fund baby. I forgot to mention that part.
Oh, she doesn't go to work.
No. She plays World of Warcraft and she reads books.
Oh, that's right. And she ignores me when I want to play.
She does not ignore you.
Well, I'm always trying to play with her when she's playing her game.
Actually, I think I did say she goes to work, didn't I?
Yeah.
She must play World of Warcraft on the weekends.
She plays it all the time.
She's a part-time job.
How does she volunteer part-time? I don't know how she goes for three walks a day and plays World of Warcraft.
Because that's how you stay alive if you play World of Warcraft. Because otherwise you'll die because you just sat all day forever.
No, you just order pizza. They bring it
to you. Some people can balance their lives and play World of Warcraft and also be a person. I know, it's weird. It's weird. She's not as hardcore. She's not like top tier.
She's just like a fake girl gamer.
Oh, yeah, that's what she is. Yeah, that's it. You got me.
She just goes on there to talk to her friends and not do any fighting.
She's on a role-playing server, actually.
Just like I said, she goes on there to talk to her friends. Yeah.
Well, she's not fully spec'd out, but she does okay for herself.
Okay. I don't know how...
Anyway, she takes you on a short walk. You smelled the cat. You got mad because you didn't get to the cat. She comes back and she starts making herself breakfast. What do you do?
I wait for her to give me some of her breakfast because she always does.
Where do you wait? Oh, she does not give you her breakfast. She's a good dog owner.
She's not going to give me like any garbage that comes out of that bag because that's the worst. Have you had that?
She doesn't give you garbage out of the bag.
Oh, what does she give me?
She gives you cans of food.
That's also awful.
No, it's made of real meat.
It's made of garbage.
It's made of real meat. Maybe garbage meat, but it is made of meat because
that's the only thing I can eat. She doesn't get me real food.
I don't understand what you mean. What is more real food than real meat?
Like when you go out and you like attack an animal and you eat it.
Okay. Well, if you'd found that cat, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
I know. Well, I would have gotten in trouble if I would
have
eaten
you
the cat.
You would indeed have gotten in trouble.
That's what I'm saying. I just want to be wild.
Okay. Well, today is a weekend day. So she makes herself an omelet for breakfast.
Is there a yard?
There's a courtyard, like a shared courtyard with the rest of the condos.
I'm gonna go play in it.
Okay. Well, you can't go outside on your own because there's a door. You're gonna bat at the door.
Yeah.
Just say we just came inside.
Yeah,
I'm
but I
want to
eat a squirrel.
We can go back out in a little while.
Yeah, but,
I'll bring a book.
Yeah, but I want to eat a squirrel.
I have to finish eating breakfast.
Hey.
She, to pacify you, she puts food in your bowl.
You just look at it
sorrowfully. No dog has ever just looked at a food in a bowl. That is in the history of existence.
Yeah, I'll just eat
it. No dog's ever been like, I'll save it for later.
I'll just resign myself to eating it because I know I'm not going to be able to go get real food.
She eats her omelet because you guys eat at the same time. Because that's a good habit to be in, is eating at the same time. And then after she finishes eating, she throws your squeaky bone at you. To you.
I catch it, obviously.
And she goes and takes a quick shower. She's a quick showerer. So you're not alone for very long, which is fine because you're probably busy attacking your squeaky bone. Then she comes out of the shower and she stares at her bookshelf for a while. And then she sighs and says, I don't want to read any of this. And then she stares at it a little bit longer. And then she sighs and she says, where did that other book go? And then she walks over to by her bed and she digs up underneath the tissues because she has a cold. She digs up the book that she was reading.
And she put her booger tissues on top of the book?
She was like half asleep.
That's gross.
Oh, are you judging her, poop eater? You ate your own poop.
No. Not me, the dog judging her. It's me, the person.
Oh, you, the person judging her?
Yeah. And boogers are gross.
Boogers are pretty gross.
They're grosser than poop.
Are they?
If you're a dog, they are.
You think so? Really? Yeah. I don't think so. I think a dog would like it because they're salty.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Actually, dogs eat the shit out of tissues. You can't let a dog near a tissue. They like to eat them. Did you know that about dogs? They like to eat anything that has a human bodily fluid on it.
Then how are all these tissues still on top of this book?
Because you're a good dog. Yes, you are.
How am I a good dog?
I don't know, but you are. You seem to be so far.
I bit her and I pooped on the floor.
You nipped at her because you wanted her to wake up.
Uh-huh.
And you pooped on the floor because presumably you tried to wake her up before and it didn't work. Now, she doesn't know that's not true, so you should just let her keep thinking that.
Right.
Let her keep thinking you're a good dog.
Okay. So then how come I didn't eat the tissues?
I don't know why you didn't eat the tissues.
I would have already
done that.
Maybe
you just didn't realize they were there.
And then, well, I noticed them now,
uh-huh.
So I'm going to eat all them tissues.
Okay, you eat 2 tissues, and she comes back in and goes, oh, gross! And then she takes them, she rips it out of your mouth, and she takes all the rest of them, and she throws them away.
I'm going to growl.
You're not going to growl. You're going to growl because she ripped it out of your mouth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't do that.
No! She says no, and you, like, freeze, because you've been conditioned to freeze at no. And then she says, sit! And then you sit down, because against your will, your butt just moves down now, and people say sit. You don't even know why, it just happens.
Uh-huh.
And then she throws away the tissues and she gets her book and she puts her shoes on and she puts a sun hat on because she is safe from the sun. And she puts your leash on, but not like the short one, the like retractable one, so you can like walk around the courtyard and sniff stuff.
Okay.
And it's still early enough in the morning that like there's not really anybody else out in the courtyard.
Mm-hmm.
So she takes you out to the courtyard and she sits on, like, one of the chairs, and then she takes, like, you know, the handle of the retractable cord, she puts it under, like, the foot of the chair, so, like, you're stuck to her chair, but you can, like, wander out the 20 feet that the retractable cord goes.
Okay.
And then she starts reading her book.
So the important thing is, where are the squirrels?
Okay. Currently, there are no visible squirrels.
All right, can I smell them?
Make a sniff check.
What do I do?
Yeah, you can totally smell for them.
Okay, I'm gonna do that.
You smell that there have been squirrels nearby.
Okay, I'm going to look for it.
Recently. Where are you going
to
look?
I'm going to follow my nose. It always knows.
Your nose takes you to the nearest tree, which there's only like 2 feet left on your thing when you get to the nearest tree. Because there's not that many trees in a courtyard. It's a small courtyard in the condo.
Okay.
There's like 3 trees.
I'm going to look at it real hard.
Okay, you sniff the bark of the tree. And then you scratch at it a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then you sniff it. And there don't seem to be any squirrels nearby at the moment.
I'm gonna wait.
You're gonna wait? How long are you gonna wait?
Until...
Are you just gonna sit and stare at the tree?
Yeah.
Okay, you
sit... Because that's what dogs do.
You sit and stare at the tree for about 45 seconds, then you get really bored. And so you walk around some more to see what else you can
smell.
I'm
going to attack my tail.
You attack your tail, and then you see your butt, and you're like, oh, I never cleaned that up from earlier. And so you clean up your butt from earlier. Oh, you're grimacing now
after you
ate the poop? You were fine with eating...
I didn't describe it fully.
You were fine with eating the whole poop, but you won't clean it up. That's very confusing. It's a confusing stance.
I chased my tail.
You chase your tail. You don't catch it. You've never been very good at it.
I'm gonna see if there's any other dogs around.
There, you know that other dogs live around here.
Who are the other dogs that live nearby?
Your friends. There's a dog named Josie.
Uh-huh.
She's a big, white, fluffy dog. She lives on, like, the next courtyard over. She's not yours, but sometimes she comes over to visit.
Is she good?
Yeah, she's pretty good. She's pretty good. She's really fluffy. Like, probably more fluffy than you should be as a dog.
Mm-hmm.
which is pretty fluffy.
Okay.
She's like, you think, you don't know because you didn't ask her, but you think she might be like a show dog because she's always like groomed really well and she's fluffy.
How would I ask her that? I don't even know what that means.
Yeah. You do. You've seen it on TV.
I don't know what the...
Dogs know stuff.
I don't know that, though. Okay. I didn't put the pieces together.
Well, your owner thinks that.
Okay.
How about that?
Okay.
And then there's...
I can't control what she knows.
There's a dog in your building named Wrangler.
Mm-hmm.
He is a Chihuahua Dachshund mix. Mm-hmm. He is not quite as good.
Mm-hmm. He likes to yell a lot.
He's kind of dumb.
Yeah.
And he gets startled by, like things he like shadows. Like, he shouldn't get startled by them. But he is. Like,
I mean, he's
not
little, so.
He's not mean. He's just afraid.
Yeah.
He's just afraid of stuff. Like, you guys hang around each other just fine. Like, you don't play because you scare him a little bit. But he's all right.
He's pretty dumb. And he's scared of everything.
Yeah. And then there's a pit bull named Whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
And Whiskey doesn't get to come out very much because Whiskey likes to yell a lot.
Yeah, he's mean.
No, he's not mean. He just, like, he's really excited.
He's grumpy.
Yeah, he doesn't get along with other dogs so well. He's, like, he's nice, just not, like, to other dogs. And he likes to yell a lot.
Mm-hmm.
He just really likes people to hear his voice.
Mm.
All right, so you finished chasing your tail and licking your butt.
Mm-hmm.
It's been about an hour now. You don't really know how that happened. So you must have spent some time sleeping and forgotten.
It's possible. I do that a lot.
Yeah. There's not really anything else going on in the courtyard.
I didn't get any... Did I catch any bugs? Are there bugs that I can eat?
There are grasshoppers if you want to try to catch grasshoppers.
Yeah, I'm gonna get grasshoppers.
Okay. You try to catch grasshoppers and then, like, you do that thing where you snap at it,
mm-hmm.
like, at the air that used to be where a grasshopper was.
Right.
And you do that, like, 40 times, and then you don't catch a grasshopper, and then finally you do catch a grasshopper.
Mm-hmm.
But you only kind of catch it, so you, like, injure it, and then you drop it, and then you lick it, and you realize it tastes really gross,
yeah.
So that you don't keep eating it.
Okay.
What else do you do? What else would you do with your day? We can fast forward through the rest of your day.
What's I don't have anything. I was just going to sleep.
All right, sleep it is. You can just sleep most
That's
of the
all
day.
I can do.
It's sunny, so it's probably a good idea to sleep. And then you sleep.
That's it. The end.
She brings you inside at some point, and then eats lunch, and then eats dinner at some point also. Speaking of eating, do we have a snack? Do we have a snack we've never eaten before? I feel like we don't. Didn't we eat those last time?
No.
All right, we have a lychee. Lychee?
Let me see it.
E-L-A-I-C-H-I. Mint.
Yeah.
You should Google what that is. Feel like you did.
Lychee mint. It's like mint, but different.
Google it.
I'm going to eat one, though.
They're from India. They're Tic Tacs from India.
We still have them. They're not...
Proprietary food. Hard candy, lychee mint. First ingredient, sugar. Second ingredient, permitted stabilizing agent. Oh, yeah, I remember that. It's cardamom. I remember that's what you looked up. They're really good. I wish we could get these here.
Yeah, it's cardamom mint.
Mm-hmm. I like them. I don't think you can get this in the United States. I would be really surprised.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I'm real tired today.
It's okay.
Should
I'm
I
sorry
tell
I had to work super late.
Should I tell you about what I did this week?
You should, and then you should talk about Wonder Woman.
I don't like this candy.
You don't like it?
Can you get me a water?
What kind of water do you want?
This one.
Regular water or lime water?
No, regular water. Out of the toilet.
Like, okay, you're not a dog anymore, though.
Oh.
Plus, your owner's really good about putting the toilet seat down.
No, but I mean not from the toilet, but like in the toilet.
Oh, like in the toilet? Just like drinkable water?
Yeah.
Because we, for some reason, use that.
I don't want you to put water from the toilet in a cup. I'm just saying that I want water that's like from in the toilet.
So all of the water in the toilet in India is like a brownish yellowish color because you can't drink the water in India.
Right. That makes sense.
And they don't filter it. So that's the water in its natural state. The water in its natural state looks a bit like someone already peed in it. Which isn't great for water.
That's super gross.
Yeah, that's not what you want in water.
So we saw Wonder Woman.
We did see Wonder Woman. We saw that yesterday. It was good.
Was it yesterday?
Yeah. No, it was 2 days ago. You're right.
Because yesterday we played Risk.
You're right. It was this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Wonder Woman was real good.
Wonder Woman was real good.
I like all the characters.
There's some missed points on feminism, but overall, good movie. Good movie. Everyone should see it. Because maybe if you see it, they'll make a damn Black Widow movie. Because why is that not a thing already? How come women superheroes can't be the stars of movies?
I mean, they just made Wonder Woman.
No, they just did, but the one before that, 2004. 2004 was the last time they even attempted it.
What was it?
Catwoman. Oh, like the Halle Berry Catwoman.
That was real bad.
Yeah, I know.
They did Supergirl, too.
Yeah, so not a great track record.
Supergirl got a TV show.
That's true. They have had TV shows. Jessica Jones. Yeah, Jessica Jones had a TV show, but not a movie. For some reason, they're like afraid to give a big budget movie to a woman, because this had a woman director too. Mm-hmm. So I think they're afraid that like men won't go see the movie because like the lead character isn't a man.
Just make a good movie and I'll go see it.
But like this keeps happening, where there's lead characters or really strong women, and it's so surprising. People continue to see movies with women in them. Mm. It's crazy. It's like, almost like women are half the population.
There were some people that were real shitty about the Ghostbusters movie, but it was pretty good.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet, but I think that... Oh, wait, did you watch it without me?
Yeah, I watched it when you were in India.
Oh, I thought we were going to watch it together.
Oh, I told you I watched it, and I said you should watch it.
That's okay, you're probably right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I liked it, except for Thor was real dumb in it. Like, real dumb.
Yeah, that happens. The next Thor movie looks like it's going to be good, though, based on the preview.
Yeah.
Or at least it won't be as bad as the last two Thor movies, which were pretty awful.
For some reason,
Marvel's really good at making movies, but not good at making Thor movies.
Yeah, and Hulk movies.
Yeah, not particularly good at making Incredible Hulk movies.
But this one's Thor and
Hulk
together.
So it's going to either be extra awesome or extra awful.
Yeah.
But the awful might double down and turn into awesome, because
right.
that's the thing
But
that
it's
happens.
Also Taika Waititi, which has points going for it.
That's
going
to be... I'm excited for it. I think it'll be good. What other previews did we see? Another Transformers? They keep making those for some reason.
I think we saw that one like a while back. And
yeah,
I'm just like, I'm way out of the loop on this. Transformers 8 or whatever
Anthony
it is.
Hopkins, for some reason, is in it.
And Marky Mark is
in
it.
Was he in the other ones? I don't know.
I know Marky Mark was in one. But like maybe the last one or the one before that.
Could have been.
I thought it was like, what's his name? Just do it.
It was, but they...
What's
I mean, it used to be Megan Fox.
Shia LaBeouf.
But none of them... I think that they were bad movies, so they stopped doing them.
The first one was okay.
Yeah, it was okay. So I mean, it was...
I think that they decided to go with, like, an overarching story for, like, all the movies.
Yeah.
So there's, like, more stuff happening that's bigger than
one
movie.
It's also just mostly bad explosions. Just a lot of... Because that's what Michael Bay... That's the only thing Michael Bay knows how
sure,
to do.
Sure, but I mean, it might be fun.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, I haven't seen the other ones, so I don't know how it fits in the story.
I still want to see the Power Rangers movie.
Yeah, I never liked the Power Rangers. I just thought it was, like, cheesy and dumb when I was growing up.
I wasn't allowed to watch it.
I think I was just a little too old for it.
You were a little too old and I was too young, or according to my mom. I think a five-year-old's a perfect age
for
Power Rangers.
Yeah, that's when you should be watching Power Rangers.
But apparently, Power Rangers is too violent when you're five. I've since seen, like, an episode or two of Power Rangers. It's not violent in any way at all. There's nothing
there's
that could
fight
be...
There's a fight at the end.
Yeah, there's nothing that could be construed as violent.
I think I got real mad at the Power Rangers because it was, like, a Voltron ripoff.
It wasn't even that. It was just like, let's take this Japanese footage and just add some dudes
right.
in.
Right, well, I mean, in the way that in Voltron, like, they'll have, like, they'll get in a fight, right?
Uh-huh.
And then they get in their giant... lion, or they get all their lions, and then they make a giant Voltron, and then the Voltron fights the big thing.
What do they do in Power Rangers?
They each have their lions, and then
they don't
all...
have lions. There's lions in Power Rangers?
I don't know. I don't remember, but I think there's like a big thing that they fight at the end. Like, they all join their powers together and fight a big monster.
I mean, my only touchstone for that is Captain Planet, so...
Captain Planet,
he's a hero. Gonna take pollution down to zero.
I'm gonna do some research here. Power Rangers Voltron. Let's see.
The chicken or the egg? Voltron or Power Rangers? I mean, Power Rangers probably came second, right?
Okay. Chicken or the egg is the thing. Voltron or Power Rangers?
That's what I said.
Okay, even with Voltron was a show that aired in the United States in 1984, 1985. Since Americans knew of Voltron in the 80s and saw Power Rangers in 93,
They went to the natural conclusion
that they were similar, and hence the creators were inspired by Voltrons and ripped them off. Okay. Yeah, I don't care about that.
I mean, just scroll down. I think they're just going to tell us that one or the other came first. I have a feeling they're just going to say that Power Rangers came first. Okay. That's the argument they're trying to make. Or that completely other things came first before either one of them, and those are just the two that got popular.
Yeah, I don't know.
Conclusion. Super Sentai came first. Power Rangers came after Voltron, but Go Lion and Voltron came after Super Sentai.
So there's like 12 different
things. So they all ripped off Super Sentai.
Yeah, everything ripped off one thing from the 70s.
Or it's just a cool format and they reinvented it. Is that ripping off? If you make it better?
I think when I was 13, I thought it was a ripoff because I was 13.
Did you ever watch MXC?
Yes.
Did you like MXC?
That was the best show I've ever seen.
It was so good! It took me... I
couldn't figure out if they were serious or what was going on.
I either. It took me, like, an unnaturally
I still don't know.
Do you want to know what it actually was?
Yes.
So it was a Japanese game show. That part was true. It was a completely Japanese game show with just fake voiceover from U.S. people.
Okay.
So they took the game show, it was like something Playhouse or something in Japan, and they just voiced over it with jokes and whatever they wanted to.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. So it wasn't always like plumbers versus teachers.
Right.
It was just something else completely.
Yeah. But then they did Wipeout, which was the same show, but just for real.
Wipeout was different. I watched Wipeout a lot.
Right, but it was the same format. Like, they'd have teams fighting against each other. But except it was serious, right?
Wipeout was individuals.
Was it? Or what was the one that had teams like that?
I don't know.
There was one that was similar that I'm thinking of. I thought it was Wipeout, but I'm probably wrong.
Yeah, Wipeout was different because it was all, like, the same obstacle course qualifier, and then they'd all be on the same thing at once to do a qualifier.
Okay. I know that there was, like, teams, and they were all kind of, like, tangentially related, and then all the people from the team would go do a thing.
Sometimes there were team episodes of Wipeout. I guess there were like pairs of people.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking of something else.
Maybe.
But,
I would just like to say that this blog you clicked into here, this post was from 2012, and this guy is still posting. 2017.
Cool.
Doesn't seem to post all that much anymore, but still does. Good on him.
Wonder if he talks about Voltron more.
I don't know.
Didn't they say they were going to make a Voltron movie? So
are they going to make a Voltron movie? They should.
So let me tell you about more news of interesting things.
Okay, news of interesting things.
Interesting things. I read the Dark Tower working script from start to finish.
And it was as you expected.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad. I mean,
this is a working script from like 2 years ago, though, right?
Yeah, it's from like 2012.
Yeah. It's probably not anything like that anymore.
So, yeah. From what I can tell, there's a lot of elements that are in it that are going to be in the final movie based on, like, what I heard about.
Right, based on trailers and the trailer and stuff like that. Yeah.
Like, I feel like a lot of the elements going to be in it. But it's a mix of all the books.
So they really are trying to get this all done in one go.
Well, no. Well, it's not a finished, it's not a complete story. It doesn't end finished.
So there's an opportunity. Well, that version didn't. They might have switched gears at this
point. Right. I don't think it's going to be one movie and done.
The script you read, though, might have been a version where they were planning on more movies.
Right.
And they might have... My guess is what they'll do is they'll make something that could be considered to be closed up and done, but also would have room for a sequel if it does
well. Well, I mean, I feel like this one is, it has a definite ending, but it sets it up for a continuation.
There's a question that could be answered by another movie.
Well, yeah, because he doesn't get to the tower at the end. Like, it's not
Why
the end
of it. Why are you saying this?
Because that's the end of it. Like, it's
no, I understand
Roland
that,
goes to the tower. That's the point of the story.
You're spoiling a movie people haven't seen yet. That doesn't even come out yet.
Well, I'm saying that if he did, then it wouldn't be a possibility for another one.
Well, I don't know that. Nobody knows that.
That's
you keep spoiling this book for me.
There's not spoilers. It's the That's the... It's like Frodo throws the ring in the thing. It's the end.
Oh, you're going to spoil Lord of the Rings?
Yeah. I'll spoil a 100-year-old book. And a 20-year-old book. Yeah.
It's only like 80.
I don't... Whatever. But everybody knows the story. It's yeah, the well, journey of Frodo taking the ring to
right,
Mount Doom.
Right, but everybody doesn't know the Dark Tower.
Yeah, well, they should.
Well, they don't.
Well, it's not my fault. They don't. Well, the book's been out for 20 years.
Yeah, but they're not as widely known or as popular as Lord of the Rings. Yeah. Well, in any way.
That's not my fault. They should know, and I'm telling them.
Okay, they should, but they don't.
Anyway, so, yeah.
So, does it leave you feeling optimistic about the movie?
Yeah.
Or, okay.
Yeah. I think that a lot of people are mad that it doesn't follow the books exactly, but I like that it's like an homage to the books.
They
it's
couldn't
not...
follow the books exactly without a series.
Right.
There's no way.
Right.
You can't even get one book done.
Well, the nice thing about it is it doesn't have any of the flashbacks. There's nothing about the past in it. It's all what's happening
now. Well, that
kind of
sucks. I like the past stuff.
But yeah, but that leaves it open for... Because they still want to do the series, like a TV series with Roland's past. Which is totally open to do that.
I guess.
Because a lot of people like that. But,
I just think that it really helps to inform his character. Like, I don't know, there's some stuff about Roland and, like, the actions he takes and personality traits that I don't think would make sense without any of the flashbacks.
Right. But that's why they put it in later.
Well, that's... Right, but my fear, like, if it doesn't come later, it's not going to make sense in the context of this movie, and it's just going to be more like an action movie than The Dark Tower.
I mean, it's going to be. It has to be.
It doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be at all. It definitely doesn't have to be. I mean, regardless, it should just be a TV show, and it's not. So.
Right.
It'll be what it is. It'll turn out how it be.
It's a strange parallel to the books.
Okay.
That's all.
Okay. What else is going on? We're getting up there in time.
I started playing like a game. That I'm very interested in because it's like the game I was gonna make.
It's like the game you were gonna make, except that it's like it's got a
graphic.
UI.
Yeah, it's got
instead of just
and it's
being
on
text.
iPad.
Yeah.
But I like it, and it's not exactly how I want my game to be because this one like you have to pay attention to it and like actually do stuff. I want mine.
Yeah,
to
you
be
want
automated.
Yours to be passive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like you set up your. People to do things and then they just keep doing the same things, or you can set them up to do like a loop, like if you want somebody to like harvest grain and then make bread out of the grain, you can do that.
So like if they finish, so what happens if you have someone harvesting grain and they run out of grain, and then they run out of grain for the bread, then
well,
they're
then,
just not doing anything?
No, so the way I want to set it up, it's similar. The inspiration I'm taking is from Final Fantasy XII.
Okay.
Has a system called the Gambit system, mm-hmm. where there's like there's 10 to 15 different like lines, right? Uh-huh. And it'll say if a character has under 30 HP, then heal. Like you
okay,
get to choose.
Okay, so you program your character.
Yeah, you program the guys what you want them to do.
Okay.
So it's just.
So if they hit the end, eventually they're going to have some sort of default action,
right.
which is like, wait at home,
right.
or
so there's
drink
like,
a water.
So there's 10 lines.
Uh-huh.
They do the first one if that condition's met. If it's not, they do the second one. If that's not, they do the third one. And then the last one, you do something that they do all the time.
Right.
If there's nothing else to do. So that'd be like, gather grain.
But they're going to run out of grain. That's the thing. Like, you can't gather grain indefinitely. Because one, you'll either run out of grain, or you'll run out of places to put your grain.
Right. Well... Right.
I mean, if you're trying to be realistic, which it sounded like you were trying to do
right.
with this game.
So then you can say, okay, at end of, if they can't gather grain, then plow a field and plant grain, right? So
I
then,
mean, you only plow in the spring. Then you need to learn about farming.
I'm not doing seasons. It's just going to be...
Okay. Just continuous.
Yeah.
It's just always a sunny climate.
Yeah. It's just, it's an easy way to start, and I don't want to make it more complicated than it has to at this point.
Sure.
But yeah, I just want to have it so... Or, like, mine stone or something.
Read a book to a child. Educate a school children.
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah, that's fine.
Are you anti-education?
No.
Are you coming out to take a hard stance against education?
No, I'd probably make priests first.
You make priests first?
Yeah, because they increase the morale of the people.
Yeah, that's true.
They make everybody work better because they believe...
They're happier.
Them, yeah.
They have something to live for. They literally have something to live for. Do you have anything else to say? Oh, we got a new patron!
We did.
We got a new patron. We owe someone a postcard.
Yeah.
We will send you a postcard.
Send us your address and we'll send you a postcard. Oh, it's probably already on there. And I could
I'll just... Patreon might give you the address. I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's required, because I think you can log into Patreon.
Anybody who isn't a patron...
And would like to be.
You can go to patreon.com/ahapodcast.
You could donate to our Patreon.
Uh-huh.
It basically just keeps the podcast cost down. Yeah. Helps us buy snacks.
And if you're already a patron and you'd like to increase your donation, we welcome that as well.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't want to, if you're already a patron, really, that's enough.
Yeah.
That's enough.
We appreciate you listening to us talk every week.
Yeah. And also, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I can't.
I'm gonna go to bed.
I'm out of talking.
Goodbye.
See,
Oh, we had a thing that we said that was funny.
What was it?
I don't know.
We can't keep anything going on this podcast.
We're so bad at it. We gotta write it down next time.
We gotta write it. Next time we'll write it down.
Next time we'll write it down.
Goodbye. I got nothing.
It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the podcast. Okay, bye.